for me, my husband is deployed overseas. He's in the military. I have a little bit of light with a trip we had planned in December. The light's fading a little bit. So if that can't happen, just being together, I think the countdown, he's supposed to be home right before Thanksgiving. So it started off really small and then over the years really grew. I think a lot of people want to participate in the event because it's involved with the Red Sox, helping veterans. But we've seen this year, with it being the 11th year and needing to go virtual, that a lot of people don't participate just to go to Fenway Park. They're participating for the mission.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Lights in the Tunnel. I'm your host, Abby. Today I spoke with Maureen Roderick. Maureen works at Homebase. Homebase is a program that provides health care for veterans and their families. Health care needs such as post-traumatic stress, anxiety, and brain injury. Maureen works for development, which helps raise funds for Homebase. She is also a proud military spouse. We talk about what Homebase does. Also, we talk about Run to Homebase. Run to Homebase is a 5K/9K. In its 10 years, there have been more than 25,000 runners. All of the proceeds go to the care given at Homebase. This year is virtual, like many other events due to coronavirus. But it will still happen this September on September 26th. And don't forget, kids can sign up too. If you want to sign up, go to runtohomebase.org. Thanks for listening.
Little bit about Homebase through my dad, and like it's a partnership between Mass General and the Red Sox Foundation. Can you tell me a little bit more about what Homebase does specifically for veterans and their families?
Sure, yeah. So Homebase, one of our main focuses is providing clinical care. So we treat veterans and their families who might be dealing with things like post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injuries, anxiety, depression. So that's really where we focus on. And then we also have some other programs and services that holistically help veterans and their families, like our Warrior Health and Fitness program, nutrition.
And then adding on to that, how did the Run to Homebase get started?
So the Run to Homebase was started 11 years ago. So last year we celebrated our big 10-year anniversary, which was very exciting. So it started off really small and then over the years really grew. I think a lot of people want to participate in the event because it's involved with the Red Sox, it's helping veterans. Unfortunately, this year people won't actually be crossing home plate at Fenway, but we've seen this year, with it being the 11th year and needing to go virtual, that a lot of people don't participate just to go to Fenway Park. They're participating for the mission because they want to help support veterans and their families.
Yeah, that's actually another question I was going to ask. How do you think it's going to work this year, having it be virtual and something that good might come out of it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a struggle. I know we all want to be together, you know, the excitement of game day, we call it, of being at the event. But the one really great thing that's come out of all of this is NESN, the New England Sports Network. They are going to produce the opening ceremony for us. So it'll be a 30-minute broadcast on NESN. So they're going to interview our top fundraisers, our top teams, some of our sponsors. We're going to have a patient tell their story. So that's something that we didn't do before. So I think that's a really great opportunity. And, you know, we're going to ask runners to share, you know, who they run for, tag us on social media. So just trying to think of ways to kind of reinvent the event, reimagine the event, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that's a great way to, like, get it out there for the world to see. So you ran the Run to Homebase in the past years?
I have not physically, because we are there around 3:30 in the morning at Fenway Park. And I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, making sure everything is perfect. So I started with Homebase in October of 2017. So this will be my third Run to Homebase to help out with. But no, we don't have the chance to go out and participate. There's too much other stuff for our team going on.
But it was really cool to see everyone coming in to Fenway Park. And I thought that that's really special. And it's a bummer that it won't be there this year, but I think it's giving like more people a chance to if they're not able to go to Boston. So.
Right. Yeah, I know that's another thing too with being virtual. You can participate anywhere. So for example, we have one big company who they have offices all over the country and even the world. And before they didn't really push it out to anyone outside of New England, but now they're able to expand and ask people to participate since you can do it at your home or at your gym or wherever you want.
So as I mentioned, like what we call light. So what is your light in this pandemic and something that's been pushing you through this hard time?
Oh, that's a tough one. So for me, it's been hard because of COVID, you know, working from home. I miss my team I work with that I got to see every day. And for me, my husband is deployed overseas. He's in the military. I have a little bit of light with a trip we had planned in December. The light's fading a little bit. but we had a big trip planned for when he got home in December. So if that can't happen, just being together, I think the countdown, he's supposed to be home right before Thanksgiving. So, and fall and autumn are my favorite times of the year. So that's been my light is, you know, seeing him when he gets home.
So I know I've heard that there have been kids that are able to join. And so for our listeners, how do, if you want to, like how could kids join?
Yep. So if you go to runtohomebase.org and click the register button, there is a kids option. There's a $25 registration fee, but that includes this really cool new camo hat. I wish I had one to show you. A t-shirt, a bib, and a few other items. And then we just ask that they try to raise at least $25 by mid-September. But if not, it's okay. We understand. So you can just go to runtohomebase.org.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about doing it myself, and I probably will, because me and my dad actually started to run yesterday to start, like, training a little bit. Yeah. And I'm really excited.
1 mile.
Oh, nice. Good for you. More than what I run.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do it because I've never done anything like it.
Well, I will say the new hats, we've never done anything like them before. So they are a military camo hat. So we've only ever done blue and red. So it's a special year to register.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you to the Home Base program, all of the runners that run for our veterans and their families. And don't forget to register for September 26th, Run to Home Base. Register at runtohomebase.org. And thank you so much to Maureen Roderick for being a guest on Lights in the Tunnel. This is the 9th episode of Lights in the Tunnel. Although it is the last episode in this season, stay tuned for Season 2 this fall. Stay safe, stay healthy, and always remember that one light that keeps you moving through your own tunnel.